ready to go. And we're just underway here. A 7-12 left here in our first period. 2-0 in favor of Cookin Academy. Basket from Anna Sizek. And now the Sandpoint will have control of the basketball, and they will bring it down the floor. It'll be Brittany Gardner with the basketball. Takes across the timeline and takes her right side. Under pressure, dribbles across the top of the arc. Sends it back left side to Gunderson. Gunderson down low into the paint. They send his number 45. Holmberg shot up no good. Rebound loose on the court. Picked up by Cook Inlets. Back down the other way. Down to 6:52. Cross center. Sizek up top. On the inside, she's under pressure. Sends it back to the right wing. Baseline drive now for Nelson. Sends around back up top. Top of the arc. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sandpoint. Gunderson out with the basketball. Cross center. Takes it left side into the corner. Baseline drive from Gardner. Shot up off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound Cook Inlets. Warren with the basketball. Down across the timeline. Takes into the right wing. She's tied up. Man-to-man defense into the lane for Sizek. And it will be a foul on the way to the basket. Our first foul of the ball game. Charge against number 4. For Sandpoint, that'll be against Lundgren. That's her first, team's first. 6:18 left here in the first, 2-0. Out front now is the Eagles. Right side, driving up, 2 points on the way, and a foul on the shot. We'll send Cook Inlet to the line. That foul's the number 44. That's Lindsay Holmberg. That'll be her first, team's second. At the line now is number 44. That's Warren. She'll shoot two. First free throw is up. And rattles in and out, no good for Cook Inlet. 6:11 left in the first, 2-0 in favor of Cook Inlet. Sandpoint, Cook Inlet's on the air tonight on KSDP. Shot on the way at the back of the rim is no good. Rebound pulled down by Cook Inlet. Out front to Hyatt, right side. It's tipped by Sandpoint, taken back up by Warren from Cook Inlet. Sizek with the basketball. Over to Warren. Baseline drive. Double teamed. Pass on the inside. Ball knocked loose. Taken away by Sandpoint. He'll play back down the floor. It's Gardner on the steal. Taking it coast to coast. Shot up. Too hard off the side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by the Eagles. And there'll be a fight for it in the lane. And a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Sandpoint. Down to 5:46 left here in the first period. And set to inbound to Sandpoint on the baseline. Sends it right side over to Holmberg. 3-point shot on the way is no good. Rebound tipped, and it will be taken out by Sandpoint. Driven left-hand side, Gardner taking it down low. Pass on the inside. Driving up for two is Lundgren. Shot up no good. Rebound pulled down by Cook Inlet. Quickly back down the floor is Warren. She'll take it coast to coast. Off the glass, up too hard. Rebound gets her own rebound. Puts it back up, and no good. Rebound now in the hands of Sandpoint. Gardner now back down across the timeline, into the right wing. Dribbles up top, past her defender, sends it left side in the corner, off to Holmberg. Back out front to Gardner. Holmberg in the lane, she's tied up, sends it back up front. They'll send it across the arc. 3-point shot from the right wing is up and no good for Holmberg. That's Lindsay Holmberg, and rebound pulled down by Cook Inlet. Down to 4:54. Cook Inlet down the other side and gets the ball picked right out of their hands by Brittany Gardner. She'll bring it back down the floor past the defenders, and she's fouled all the way to the basket. And it will be a baseline possession. Fouls on Cook Inlet, number 3. And that's Jenna Nelson, her first, team's first. 4:44 left here in the first. 2-0 Cook Inlet. Sandpoint inbound from the baseline. Gardner, left side, in the wing. Holmberg dribbles across the top. Pass up high now to Gunderson. Gunderson now right wing. Into the hands of Gardner. Gardner cross to the left wing to Gunderson. Back out front. Ball picked off in the lane by Warren, and she'll take it back down the floor for Cook Inlet. Stop in the lane. Shot up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and draws the foul, and she's going to the free throw line. That foul against Sandpoint, number 11. That's Lila Gunderson, her first, team's third. At the line now is number 44, Adara Warren. She's 0-for-2 from the free throw line. First free throw is up and in. 3-0 Cook Inlet. Second free throw on the way. This one is up and in. So 2-for-2 on that trip, making it now 2-for-4 for the line tonight. It's 4-0 in favor of Cook Inlet. Sam points, brings it back down across center. Gunderson up top, ball's loose on the court. Scooped up by Sophia Nelson for Cook Inlet. Brings it back down the floor, drives to the lane, short off the front of the rim. Rebound picked up by Warren, and then she's fouled on the way to the basket. Foul against Sam Points. That'll be against number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, her second, team's fourth. So back to the line where she is 2-for-4 from the charity stripe. Free throw up off the side of the rim and no good. Second free throw on the way. Substitutions in the game now for CIA number 4, Anna Henderson checks in the game for number 24, Anna Sizek. And that one is up and in. So missed one, made one. It's 5-0 Cook Inlets. Back down across center. Here's Sam Points up top. The right side into Holmberg. That's Alexa Holmberg. Back out front. Send it around to the left wing to Gardner. Drives in from 12 and takes the foul off of Cook Inlet. Fouls against the Eagles. Number 4, Anna Henderson, her first. Team second. At the line for Sam Points is number 10, Brittany Gardner, to shoot 2. That one is up and in. First one of the night for Sam Point. It's 5-1 in favor of Sam Points. This one is up and in as well. So 2-for-2. And it's now a 5-2 lead for Cook Inlet. Both team are the Eagles. Right side. Pass over to Nelson and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover into the hands of Sam Point. Down to 3:40 here left in the first. A 5-2 lead for Cook Inlet. Sam Point now back down across the timeline is Gardner. Left wing now over to Gunderson. Gunderson up to Gardner. Driving into the lane. Pass to the left-hand side to Gardner. Shot on the way to the side of the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Sam Point. They'll swing it back around in front. Gardner back up high now to Gunderson. Right corner to Holmberg. Three-point shot on the way is no good. Rebound into the hands of Cook Inlet. Quickly back down the floor is Warren. Warren takes it across center. Right side into the corner. Down low to Nelson. Nelson tries to take it up, and the ball is left out of bounds. It'll stay with Cook Inlet down to 3:08. 5-2, Cook Inlet on the baseline. It's number 11. Deweese with the basketball. Now left side. Off to Warren. Left wing. Down to the inside to Nelson. Shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sam Point. 3 minutes left here in the first. 5-2 our score. Now left side. Sam Point in the wing. Driving baseline. Under pressure. Sends around back up top. Now to Gunderson. Gunderson into the corner now to Alexa Holmberg. Drives in. Ball knocked loose. In the lane and taken away by Warren. Warren brings it back down across the timeline. Left wing. Now over to Nelson. Shot of the way is wide. Rebound. Sent back up inside to Henderson. Henderson drives on top of it. And so do a couple from Sam Point. It will be a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor Cook Inlet. Into the game for Cook Inlet is number 21. That is Annika Kastenholz. Driving into Henderson. Though the inbound pass goes to Henderson, takes a shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sam Point. Background up top from the free throw line. This one goes up off the side of the rim, no good. Chase down the corners, Kastenholz. And also, let's see here, Sam Point. Sam Point had their hand on last, so will be cooking the basketball. Cook Inlet to inbound. Down low. Number 44, that's Adara Warren, she puts the ball up, she's fouled, gets the basket, and it will go to the line. Fouls against number 4, Paige Lundgren, her second, team's fifth. To the line now is number 44, Adara Warren, for the and one. Free throw is up and in. 8-2, Cook Inlet down to 2:06. Nelson with the basketball. Takes it down across timeline, dribbles right side. Gets it to Gunderson. Gunderson in the right wing. Down low to Gardner. Gardner drives into the paint. Takes a shot up for two. Ball off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sam Point. Now left lane to Gardner. Gardner, 3-point shot on the way off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Henderson for Cook Inlet. lobbing it down the floor and right at half court is Castenholtz. Now to the right corner, over to Nelson, baseline drive for two, no good. Rebound, Henderson puts it back up and in for 2 points for Anna Henderson. 10-2, down to 128, back down across the timeline is Sam. Point ball loose, scooped up by Cook Inlet. Here comes Dohusty down across the timeline, and a whistle and a foul in the lane. Foul will be charged against Sandpoint. Number 11, Lila Gunderson, her second, team sixth. Down to 120 left here in the first period. Checking into the game, number 22 for Sandpoint, Faith Carlson. Left wing to Nelson for Cook Inlet. Up top to Warren. Warren into Henderson. Henderson, ball knocked loose. She'll try to get through the pack, does. Takes it for two. Shot up two off of the back of the rim. Rebound. Pulled down by the Eagles. Left side, the Cook Inlet Eagles. Warren now from 16 puts it up and in for 2 points. 12-2. Under a minute now left in the first. Down across timeline of Sandpoint into the right wing. Gunderson with the basketball. Background up top. Dribbling into the lane. The ball stripped loose and Cook Inlet comes out of there with it. Double dribble on Warren. We'll turn the ball over to Sandpoint. 44 seconds left here in the first. 12-2 in favor of Cook Inlet. Here comes Sandpoint. Driving up to the lane. Up for two. Shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Sandpoint. Left wing now. Over to Gunderson. Gunderson dribbles across the top into the lane. Pass over to the left-hand side to Lundgren. Lundgren down low to the inside. Over to Carlson and up for 2 points. 12-4 down to 22 seconds left in the first. And a leisurely stroll across the timeline for Cook Inlet. Right side into Nelson. Down low. They'll get it to Dulcie. Back out front. Warren down to 10 seconds. Dribbles right side. Dulcie to Warren, shot up for two, wide, rebound, tip back, put back up and in by number 10, Sophia Nelson for 2 points, and that'll end her first quarter. At the end of one, it is Cook Inlet with 14, and Sandpoint with 4. We'll send it back for a one-minute break. When we come back, the second quarter is coming up here on KSDP.
All quarter action.
14-4 lead for Cook Inlet. The foul's going to be charged against number 4 of Cook Inlet. That's with her second, team's third. At the line now for Sandpoint is Faith Carlson. Her first free throw is up, rattles in and out, and good for her first. Second one now on the way. 14-5 down to 7:50. Second free throw is up. And off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Henderson. Henderson up top to Dosey. Brings it back down across center. Dribbles now right side to Warren. Warren into the lane under pressure. Sends it back up top now to Nelson. Henderson top of the key. Castenholtz the left wing. Down low. Gets it to Dosey. Inside to Henderson. Pass to defenders for two. Shot up no good. Rebound tip back. And in the hands now of Sandpoint. Here comes Gunderson with the basketball. Under pressure. Breaks through. Takes it across center. Left side to Lundgren. Baseline drive for two. Up and in for 2 points. For number 10, that's Brittany Gardner for 2 points. 14-7 down to 7:13 left here in our first half. Sandpoint across the timeline. Left side is Castenholtz. Back up front now over to Warren. Warren now right side to Nelson. Driving up for two. Shot up no good. Rebound pulled down by Sandpoint. Left side off to Gardner. Brings it down the floor. Left side drives in past the defender. Spins. Takes the shot for two. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Sandpoint. Dulcie now back down across center for Cook Inlet. And the ball knocked loose. Not a bounce. It'll be Cook in the basketball. And checking into the game is number 45, Alexa Holmberg, for number 4, Paige Lundgren. Inbound pass from Cook Inlet. It's Warren up top, down to 6:45. Left wing to Castenholtz, inside to Henderson. Henderson drives into the paint, takes it for two, shot up no good, rebound Castenholtz. Now from the outside, 21, Castenholtz for 2 points. 16-7 down to 6:30. Left in our first half. Across the timeline, here comes Sandpoint. Loose the lane. Castenholtz takes the steal. Down across center comes Nelson. And double dribble will turn the ball over to Sandpoint. Checking the game now is number 4, Paige Lundgren, for number 22, Faith Carlson. Across the timeline is Gardner. Left wing, Champoint into the corner. Back out front to Gunderson. Gunderson to Holmberg. Holmberg in the right wing. Back out front to Gunderson. Gunderson to Holmberg. Baseline drive. Takes it for two. Off the side of the glass. No good. Rebound scooped up by Warren from Cook Inlet. She'll bring it back down the floor. Taking the lane straight up for two. Coast to coast for Adora Warren for 2 points. And it's now 18-7 down to 5:47. Sandpoint quickly back down the floor. And waiting down low is Holmberg. She's tied up. Sends it back outside the arc. Gardner drives in from the right side. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Nelson. Quickly back down the floor and across the timeline. Nelson gets it into Henderson on the baseline. Henderson, pass over to Warren. Shot up for two, and she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line. Foul will be charged against Sandpoint. That's number four, Paige Lundgren. That's her third, team seventh. At the line is number 44 to shoot two. First free throw is up and in. 19-7, down to 5:26. Checking in the game now for Cook Inlet, number 22. That is Emily Craig, or Craig, Emily Craig, and number 24, Anna Sizek. Second free throw off the back of the rim is no good. Rebound pulled down by Faith Carlson, who checks back in the game. Steal up top taken by Nelson for Cook Inlet. Warren takes it back around up top. Warren inside to Sizek. Left wing now passed over to Nelson. Into Sizek out front. Dribbles into the lane. Sends it to the left side. Over to Nelson. Nelson, she'll drive in. Got nowhere to go. They send her out back up front. Warren with the basketball. She'll dive on it. And Sandpoint will pull it out of there. Launch it across the floor, and coming down is Holmberg. Here comes Lindsay Holmberg, coast-to-coast, shot up for two off the side of the rim. No good, but she'll draw the foul and go to the line. Fouls on 15, Adeline Nelson. That's her first, team's fourth. And that'll send to the line now, number 44, Lindsay Holmberg, shoot two. First one is up, and no good. 19-7 down to 4:49 left here in the first half. Sandpoint, Cook Inlet Academy on Monday night here at KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Second free throw is up off the back of the rim and no good. No, apparently she was fouled just shooting three, so she'll get one more attempt from the line. Third free throw, this one's up and in. So one of three. Now 19-8 down to 4:49. Cook Inlet with the basketball. Warren will bring it down across center. Dribbles right side into the lane. Down low pass, waiting the wings is Dulcie, and she'll put that up and in for 2 points. 21-8. 4:33 left in the second quarter. Down low is Sandpoint. That's Faith Carlson driving to the lane, and she'll put it up and in for 2 points. 21-10 down to 4:22 left in the first half. Cook Inlet drives right side. Warren, baseline, sends it on the inside. Driving in is Sizek, takes it up for two. Too hard off the side of the rim. Rebound, Sandpoint. Lundgren, quickly back down the floor and across the timeline. Gets it to Gardner. Gardner takes a shot for two. No good. Rebound into the corner. Chased by Holmberg. Knocked loose, and Cook Inlet scoops it up before it goes out of bounds and hands off to Sizek. Sizek across the timeline, left side to Warren. Warren dribbles across the top. Gets it to the corner. It's knocked out of bounds by Sandpoint. It'll stay with Cook Inlet in the front court. Sub of the game now is number 5. That is Jamie Hyatt. For number 11, Leanna Dosi. Hyatt to inbound up top to Warren. Warren inside to Nelson out front, dribbles left wing. Back up front to Warren. Warren drives into the lane, left corner, off to Nelson. Sends it down low to Hyatt. Back out front, tipped and taken by Gardner, and out of bounds. It will be tipped by Cook Inlet, so Sandpoint will keep it in the backcourt. Cross center is Gardner. Gardner out front. Dribbles left side. now over to Gunderson. Tipped and knocked by Nelson and brings it quickly back down the floor. Nelson drives baseline. Shot up short. Rebound pulled down by Gardner. Gardner will bring it back down the floor and across the timeline. Left side over to Carlson. Drives up for two. No good. Rebound chased in the corner by Sizek and out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint basketball down to 2:56. 21-10 Cook Inlet. And subs in the game now for Sandpoint. Number four, Paige Lundgren. Check in for number 11, Lila Gunderson. Also the game for Cook Inlet, number four, Anna Henderson for number 44, Adora Warren. Right side is Sandpoint. Holmberg. Down low to Gardner. Gardner from 12. Shot off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound. Put into the hands of Paige Lundgren. And then she'll reach up. She's fouled and she'll go to the line. Foul charged against the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. Number four. That's Anna Henderson. Her third. Team's fifth. At the line now is number four, Paige Lundgren, to shoot two. First free throw is up. No good. In the game is Sophia Nelson for Anna Henderson. Second free throw off the back of the rim is no good. Rebound pulled down by Cook Inlet. And a jump on the lane. It will be Cook Inlet's basketball in the possession. Down to 2:43, 21-10. Cook Inlet with the lead. Here's the Eagles, the Cook Inlet Eagles in the backcourt. Cross timeline, Nelson to Nelson. Left side now over to Hyatt. Hyatt on the inside to Sizek, drives up for two off the back of the rim. No good, gets on rebound, puts it back up, and she's fouled as she goes to the line. So she'll go to the free throw line now. The foul will be charged against number four, Sandpoint, Paige Lundgren. That's her fourth, team's eighth. At the line now is number 24. That's Anna Sizek to shoot two. First free throw is up, but no good. Second free throw on the way with 2:29 left on the clock here in the second period. This one is up. Rattles around and through. 22-10, down to 2:27 left in the first half, and here comes Sandpoint quickly back down the floor as Gardner taking it into the right wing. Gardner launches a three, air ball, rebound, picked up by Cook Inlet. Left side, here comes Sophia Nelson across the timeline. Hands it right side to Adeline Wilson, and traveling will turn it over to Sandpoint. Set the inbound to Sandpoint in the backcourt. Checking the game now is number 32, Brianna Hammond for Cook Inlet. Clip it back down the floor is Gardner. She'll take it down left side. Over to Gunderson. Gunderson up top. Right corner to Holmberg. Left corner back to Gardner. Drives baseline. Takes a shot from 12. Too hard off the side of the rim. Rebound is number 22, Faith Carlson, and she's fouled. Fouls on number 24, Anna Sizek, her first, team sixth. At the line now is number 22, Faith Carlson. She's one for two, and she'll shoot two. First free throw is up and in. 22-11, down to 1:51 left here in the first half. Second free throw is up and in. 22-12, down to 1:51 left here in the second period. Cook Inlet with the basketball, down across center. Right side, off to Nelson. Tipped and knocked to the hands of Sandpoint. Here comes Holmberg, now right side. In the corner to Gardner. Gardner, back over to Holmberg. Shot for two, is up and no good. Rebound, knocked loose by Sandpoint, then picked up by Sophia Nelson. Right side into Hammond. Picked off in the lane and taken back by Sandpoint, down to 1:26. Sandpoint, Gardner into the lane, dribbles across, takes a shot for two, up no good, rebound in the hands of Adeline Wilson, and a whistle on the foul in the lane. Fouls on 22. That's Faith Carlson, her first. Team's ninth. At the line now is number 15, Adeline Wilson or Nelson to shoot two. I'll shoot the 1-1. First free throw is up and no good. Sam Point now the rebound. Here comes Gunderson. Gunderson across the timeline. Into the right wing. Across the key now left side. Back out front to Gunderson. Drives up for two. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound. Cook inlet. Into the hands of Sizek. Brings it back down across the timeline. Down to 56 seconds. Sizek in the lane. Pass to the left side. Off to Nelson. Ball's knocked loose. Out of bounds. It'll be a turnover to Sam Point. Down to 51 seconds. Left here in the second period. 22-12. Sam Point. Across the timeline. Left side. Man-to-man defense from Cook Inlet. A pass over to Gunderson is knocked out of bounds. And it will be back in the hands of Cook Inlet. Cook Inlet down across the timeline. Adeline Wilson to Sophia Nelson. Back out front to Hyatt. Out front is Sophia Nelson. Left side of the corner. 3-point shot on the way from Adeline Nelson, and it's no good. Rebound pulled up by Sam Point. Down to 22 seconds left in the second period. Gunderson driving into the lane. Shot shot off the glass. No good. Rebound Sizek down to 15 seconds. Sizek back down across the timeline. Into the lane. Wide open for two. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Sam Point. Ball loose. Nelson puts it up for two. No good. Tries again with her own rebound. Still up and no good. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. Shot the buzzer is no good. At the end of the first half, it is the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles with 22 and the Sandpoint Eagles with 12. All right, let's go ahead and give you a recap here in our first half of play. And for Sandpoint, well, came out a little, we'll call a little bit of that jet lag and road trip to kind of get things kind of shake down and moved. And well, they kind of got opened up in the second quarter. Look at the scoring here for Sandpoint. It's 3 points for Brittany Gardner. For Faith Carlson, it looks like 2, 4, 6, 7 points for Carlson and 1 point for Lindsay Holmberg. For the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles, Anna Henderson with 2 points today, 2 points for Sophia Nelson, and 2 points for Dosi, 2 points for Annika Kastenholz, 3 for Sizek, and 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points for Warren here today for Cook Inlet to give them their 22 points. Eagles lead 22-12 over Sandpoint here after the first half of play. Sandpoint was delayed getting themselves down here to the Kenai Peninsula due to travel, and getting there on the time. So our scheduled time was at 4, and they got moved to 6, and that is 7. The boys will be playing here locally right after this girls' game. Unfortunately, that game will not be broadcast on the radio, but you will have the girls' game here tonight right on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. All right, your score, it's 22-12 here at the halftime. 8 minutes up on the clock. We're going to send it back for a 7-minute timeout. When we come back, right around that time frame, we'll get the second half kicked off here live from Cook Inlet Academy. We appreciate you joining us here tonight, and we'll send it back to studios. We'll be back in just 7 minutes here on KSDP 830. All right, Austin, thank you very much. Back to Saldana we go under some light snow. Actually, I'm looking out the window here at Cook Inlet, and it's more under some light snow. We got like about 8 inches over the last 24 hours here in Saldana. Just getting things cleared up. Our schools were on a two-hour delay today and made things a little bit fun to get the day started here across the Kenai Peninsula. We were all about shoveling and snow blowing last night, and today looks like we had some more to do as I see more snow falling. Well, just like we heard, it is a 22-12 lead for the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles taking on the Sandpoint Eagles here today. Sandpoint's with a full schedule here this week because they will be heading down to take on a tournament down in Nanilchik later on this week. And Cook Inlet will be heading down there as well to that tournament. The boys just now making their way into the gymnasium, the Sandpoint boys. And we'll switch sides of the courts. On your radio dial, it will be Eagles right to left and Cook Inlet left to right. Sandpoint with the basketball. Here's Gardner as we resume play in the third quarter. 22-12. Back around the top. Left side, here's Gardner in the wing. Driving up for two from 12. That one's up and in. Banks it off the glass. Brittany Gardner for 2 points. Kick off the second half. 22-14. Down to 7:42. Cook Inlet with the basketball. Warren will bring it back down across center. Under pressure, man-to-man defense. She'll send it right side into the lane to Nelson. Nelson back over to left-hand side to Sizek, and she'll travel and turn the ball over to Sandpoint. Down to 7:31. Sandpoint with the basketball. Across the timeline. Into the left wing. Dribbles across the top. Left side to Gunderson. Gunderson in the wing. Cross to the right-hand side to Gardner. Gardner loses control and goes out of bounds. It'll be Cook in the basketball. 7:16 left in the third. 22-14 in favor of Cook Inlet. Eagles across the timeline. Left side down low. They'll send around back up top to Nelson. Nelson shot for three is no good. Rebound pulled down by Carlson for Sandpoint. And here she comes. She'll hand off to Gunderson across the timeline. Gunderson now right side to Holmberg. Holmberg to Gunderson. Left side into Gardner. Gardner in the left wing. Gardner drives to the corner, sends around back up top, off to Gunderson. Gunderson in the lane, now right side. Holmberg, three-point shot on the left-hand side for Gardner. Is no good. Rebound pulled down by Warren. Cook Inlet sends it down the floor. Off to Nelson. Swinging left side in the corner. Grace Nelson drives baseline. Is number 15. That is Adeline Nelson. And rebound scooped up by Carlson. The knocked out of her hands, and Cook Inlet takes it right back. Then tipped and knocked out of the hands of Cook Inlet by Lindsey Holmberg, and she'll bring it back down the floor up top and send it back now to Gunderson up high. Gunderson into the lane. Down low, shot up and no good. Rebound pulled down by Carlson. She'll take the foul up to the lane, and she's going to go to the free throw line. And the foul against Cook Inlet. Foul's against number 24, Anna Sizek. That's her second. Team's first in the second half. At the line is Faith Carlson. She puts the first one up and no good. 6:02 left here in the third. 22-14. Second free throw is up off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound chase to the corner by Adeline Nelson. On the pass, it's stolen by Brittany Gardner. Here comes Gardner. Baseline for two. Shot in and out. No good, but she draws the foul off of, I believe, I'm going to say number five, Jamie Hyatt, her first. Team second in the second half. And a full timeout is taken on the floor by Cook Inlet. We'll go ahead and just keep it right here. Our score is 22-14 in favor of Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. So far out of the second half, 2 points coming in from Brittany Gardner. And that's been about it here so far. A lot of attempts, but nothing to get fall through, and that's what got Cook Inlet to stop and see what he can figure out. And Sandpoint working hard, putting a lot of pressure on the Cook Inlet Academy and forcing those turnovers here in the first half. It's amazing how quickly the basketball season is flying by. Here we are already in February, and then before we know it, we're less than 4 weeks away or a couple weekends, and we're talking about regional tournament time. I know, it just seems like that. You get the season started, and then you blink, and it's over. All right, squads back out of the courts. And it will be in the hands of the Eagles from Sandpoint. At the free throw line is number 10, Brittany Gardner. She will shoot after the last foul. So two on the way from Gardner. First free throw is up and in. She is now 1-for-3 from the charity stripe, 22-15. Second one on the way. This one is up. Off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound pulled down by Cook Inlet, stolen by Sandpoint. They'll chase in the corner. Knocked out of the hands is Warren from Cook Inlet. She'll take the steal and bring it back down the floor. Left side of the corner is knocked loose by Alexa Holmberg and taken out of bounds. End of the game now for CIA is number 10, Sophia Nelson. For number 5, Jamie Hyatt. Set to inbound. Nelson to Nelson. Back out front. To Nelson. Right corner now to Sizek. Back to Warren on the corner. Out front to Sophia. Left side to Jenna. 3-point shot on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Sandpoint. Across the timeline. Over to Gardner in the wing. Back out front. Gunderson. Left side to Holmberg. Three-point shot on the way is no good. Rebound Gardner. Gardner drives in from the free throw line. Shot on the way off the glass is no good. Rebound Warren. Here comes Warren now back down across the timeline. Pass to the left corner. Over to Jenna Nelson. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound scooped up by Sandpoint. Gunderson. Now to Gardner. Gardner quickly back down the floor and across the timeline. Left side. Off to Holmberg. Back up top. Gunderson with the basketball. Under pressure. Drives right side. Hands it to Holmberg in the right corner. Lindsey Holmberg. Gardner up top now. Left side. Alexa Holmberg. Shot up. No good. And a whistle on the foul down low. Fouls on 22. That's going to be against Faith Carlson, her second. Team's first in the second half. It'll be cooking the basketball in the backcourt. Down to 4:46 left in the third. 22-15. Cookin' the Academy with the lead. Here's Cook Inlets. Across the center. Takes her right side into the wing. Now down to the corner. Dulcie checks in the game. Sophia Nelson, left wing. Now down to the corner. Pass into Sizek. Shot up and in for 2 points. For Anna Sizek from 12. 24-15. Down to 4:19 left in the third. Sandpoint Gardner across the timeline into the left wing. A pass to Holmberg is through her legs out of bounds. Turnover now down to 4:13. Warren across the timeline. Send into the left corner. Into Sizek, into the lane, takes it for two. Shot up off the front of the rim. No good. Gets her on rebound and draws the foul. Off a Sandpoint. Fouls on 44. Lindsey Holmberg, her third. Team second. Sizek goes to the free throw line. Where she is 1 for 2. Down to 4 minutes. And here's the first free throw. This one is up. Off the back of the rim and falls through. 25-15. Down to 4 minutes. Second free throw. This one is up. Off the back of the rim. Bounces, and falls through. Just hung there. 26-15. Under 4 minutes. Down across the timeline is Gunderson. Gunderson sends it across the key. Left side to Holmberg. Pass down low to Gardner for three. Shot on the way. That one's up and in for 3 points for Brittany Gardner. And it makes now 26-17, and they only gave her 2 points on that one on the scoreboard. The ref put his hands up for three. Here's a steal for Sandpoint. So I guess we're going to change that to just two. All right, here's Sandpoint now right side. Here's Gardner on the lane. Back up. Nope, now they changed the scoreboard on me. So we are going with the 18. Sandpoint in the corner. Here's Gunderson to Gardner in the right wing. 3-point shot on the way is short. And there will be a foul in the lane as Sandpoint drives up. That foul will be charged against Cook Inlet. Number 10, Sophia Nelson. Her first, team's third. At the free throw line now is number 45, Alexa Holmberg. And her first free throw is up off the back of the rim and no good. And the game now is number 21, Annika Castenholz. Second free throw is up. And lane violation, so no shot. And a turnover now is to Cook Inlet. 3:05 left in the third. Cook Inlet with the basketball. Down across the timeline, dribbles into the right wing. Here's Warren. Warren to Castenholz. Bounce on the inside over to Dulcie. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint basketball. Sandpoint dribbles back down the floor and across center. Gardner with the basketball on the right wing. Gardner the wing. Now left side. Gardner down to Gunderson for three off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Scooped it by Cook Inlet. Nelson down the floor to Holmberg and takes it at half court. Gardner now over to Gunderson. Right corner to Holmberg. Baseline is Lindsay. Back out front is Gunderson. Drives up from 12. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound knocked back to Gunderson. Lobbing down the floor to Castenholz. Now left side. Off to Nelson. Back down to Warren as she brings it across the timeline. Warren sends it on the inside to Nelson, and she had an open lane, and she passed it as she was inside, and it went out of bounds, a turnover to Sam Point. Checking in is Anna Henderson for Cook Inlet. Here comes Sam Point, down to 204, 26-18. Sam Point across center. Gardner now to the right side, off to Holmberg. Holmberg down low, dribbles back around up top. Now left side. Gardner from the wing position, shot up and in for 2 points for Brittany Gardner. 26-20 down to 1:43. Here's Cook Inlet now in the backcourt. Sam Point has cut it within six. Left side, Castenholz up top to Warren. Warren now right side over to Sophia Nelson. Inside to Henderson in the lane, shot up too hard off the side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Sam Point. Sam Point lobs it down the floor into Gardner. Gardner left wing. She's triple teamed. Sends her on back up top. It's tipped by Castenholz and sent into the backcourt. Now chased down by Sam Point. And then a whistle on a foul in the backcourt. And it will be against number 21, Annika Castenholz, her first. Team's fourth. Cross center. Is Sam Point driving it right side to Gardner. Back out front to Gunderson for three on the way off the back of the rim. No, that was air ball, and that will be a turnover to Cook Inlet. Down to 102. Left in the third period, 26-20, Cook Inlet. Ward across the timeline. Right side. Into the hands of Sophia Nelson. Down low, it's Dilsey in the right corner. She's double-teamed. Back out front to Castles from the free throw line. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound Henderson. And then she's fouled on her rebound. Fouls against number 22. That is on Faith Carlson, her third, team's third. So the line now is number 4. That is Anna Henderson to shoot 2. First free throw is up and no good. Checking the game for Sam Point is number 43, Emily Osterbach. Second free throw is up and in. So missed one and made one. Now 27-20 down to 42 seconds left in the third period. Sam Point across the timeline into the left wing. Comes Gardner. Gardner, baseline drive. Man-to-man defense, pass on the inside to Holmberg, shot up for two, no good. Rebound pulled down by Carlson, shot up, and pulled down is Holmberg. I'm sorry, Warren. Warren down to Castenholz, stops, shot up, too hard off the side of the rim. Rebound knocked loose and chased into the corner, saved from going out of bounds by Cook Inlet. Nelson, now to Dosey, and a pass to Warren and out of bounds. It'll be a turnover to Sam Point. Down to 11 seconds left here in the third period, 27-20 Cook Inlet. Sam Point with the basketball. Down the floor, 8 seconds. Left side, Holmberg. From the three-point line, left side, no good. Rebound pulled up by Gardner, and she'll put it back up and in at the buzzer for 2 points. So number 10, Brittany Gardner with 2 points at the buzzer. At the end of the third quarter, it is Cook in the 27 and 22 points for Sam Point. Back in 1 minute with your fourth quarter. It's coming up right here on...
And a great comeback there being mounted by the Lady Eagles. They're working real hard to give it back to the Cook Inlet Academy. And they are the Eagles themselves, I believe I saw. So it's fun to have the Eagles go up against the Eagles. We'll have more basketball tomorrow. It's going to be Lumen Christi. And that will be Sandpoint once again squaring up against them. And that game will start at... It will start at 5 and go to 6:30 for the boys. So 5 p.m. tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. For the boys at Lumen Christi, and then the next day at 5:30 for the rookies, and then 7 for the T-Jacks. So basketball coming your way all week. Next week we got the Nanilchik tournament coming up this weekend. It's going to be nothing but basketball. So get ready. Well, let's see if the Lady Eagles can come back strong in the fourth quarter. They're working hard to give a little heartburn to the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. Matt Wilson will take us there.
And welcome back. Here we go. Fourth quarter, 27-22. Here's Cook Inlet with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Left-hand side to Dosey. Back up front to Warren. Warren out front. Dribbles right side into the wing. Takes it in. Back out front to Henderson. Henderson looks at a shot, decides against it. Gets inside to Warren in the lane. She takes a shot off the back of the glass. No good. Rebound. Kasten also the corner. Out front now to Nelson. Right side. Gets it into hand to Henderson. Henderson puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound. But back of it in by number 11. That's Dosey for 2 points. 29-22 down to 7-28. Back down across the timeline is Brittany Gardner. Standpoint now right side. Off to Gardner. Shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cook Inlet. Cook Inlet back down across the timeline is Warren. Warren on the right side. Kasten holes just inside the arc. Looks at the three. Decides against it. Driving in is Sophia Nelson. Shot up. No good. Rebound Nelson. And traveling will turn it over to Standpoint. And here's Sam Points, down to 7 minutes in the backcourt, 29-22. Sam Point across the timeline. Gardner, now left side to Gunderson. Inside to Alexa Holmberg, shot up, is through the nets, no good. Rebound, Cook Inlet, then a whistle and a foul on Sam Point. Fouls on 10. Brittany Gardner, her first. Team's fourth. It will be Cook Inlet with the basketball, down to 6:47. Left side now. Here's Cook Inlet. Kasten holes. Back up front to Warren. Down to the right-hand corner. It's off to Nelson. Sophia back out front to Kasten holes. Dribbles left-hand side. Shot from 12 off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Lila Gunderson. She dribbles down the floor to cross the timeline. Now right side off to Holmberg in the way. Holmberg to Gunderson. Gunderson up front. Left side to Brittany Gardner. She'll drive into the lane, take the shot for two. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, Faith Carlson puts it back up. Still no good. She'll try one more time. Shot up, no good. Rebound, now Cook Inlet down to 6 minutes. Back down the floor. It's knocked loose by Sam Points. Then back in the hands of Cook Inlet. Warren now on the left-hand side. Back out front. They'll send it to Castanholz inside. To Henderson. Henderson sends it around back up top to Nelson. Man-to-man defense. Warren now from the corner. Shot up no good. Rebound put back up and in by Dulce for 2 points. Now four in this quarter. 31-22 down to 5:29. Standpoint with yet a basket here in the fourth quarter. Up top is Gardner. Now left side to Gunderson. Gunderson dribbles across the top. Hands off to Holmberg. She'll drive right side. Baseline. Tied up. Sends around back up front. On the inside, they'll get over to Carlson. Spins for two. No good. Rebound, Henderson. Henderson to Warren. Down to 5:06. Left corner to Kasten-Holz. Kasten-Holz to Holmberg. I'm sorry, to Warren. Back to Kasten-Holz. Inside to Henderson. Drives in the lane for two. Shot off the glass. No good. Tries to go again and draws the foul. Nope. Traveling. Turns the ball over into the hands of Standpoint. 4:46 left in the ball game. A 31-22 lead now for Cook Inlet. Here's Standpoint with the basketball. Gardner will bring it down across center. Gardner to Hyatt. Now right side. I'm sorry. Gardner over to Lundgren. Gardner drives in for two. Air ball and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Cook in the basketball, down to 4:30. Cook in the team bound to Warren in the backcourt. Warren across the timeline to Nelson. Ball tipped, back to the left-hand side. Warren to Kasten-Holz, drives baseline, shot up, no good. Rebound, tipped back, and taken out of bounds. By Standpoint, he'll be cooking the basketball. Cook Inlet inbound the baseline, down to 4:17, 31-22, now right side. Back out front is Gardner, now left corner. Shot on the way is up and no good. Rebound, send to Sam Point. Brings it back down across the timeline. Gardner, the left wing, and the ball's knocked loose. And a foul, looks like. Foul on number 15. That's Adeline Nelson for Cook Inlet, her second, team's fifth. Baseline possession for Sam Point, and a full timeout taken on the floor by Sam Point. With 4:04 left to play in the ball game, 31-22 in favor of Sam Point. And we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Sam Point trying to get back in this ball game, but yet with a basket here in the fourth quarter. 4 points in the fourth quarter coming from the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. 31-22 is our score. Like we mentioned earlier, the boys' game will be coming up after this. Unfortunately, there will be no radio coverage of that game. All the schedules are running really late here tonight for all the teams. And so it'll be a late night for that boys' game here at Cook Inlet Academy. And a snowy evening here on the Kenai Peninsula. For Sam Point, you got games coming up this week as they'll travel down to Nanilchik, about an hour or so away from Soldotna South. And it'll be a couple days of a tournament down there. Both squads getting ready to head back onto the court. You're listening to Sam Point Basketball here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Set to inbound on the baseline is Brittany Gardner. Gardner on the baseline. Up top. Now left wing. Gets it over to Holmberg. Holmberg to Gunderson. Gunderson right side. Pass down low to Gardner. Shot for three is no good. Rebound. Chase down up top by Gunderson. Gunderson back to the corner to Gardner. Gardner takes it in. Sends her on back up top and into the backcourt. It will be over and back on Sam Point. A turnover to Cook Inlet down to 3:42. Cook Inlet will have the basketball on the sidelines. Jamie Hyatt to inbound. Up top to Warren. Now left side to Jenna Nelson. Now to Adeline Wilson. Up front to Jenna Nelson. Now right corner. Sean LeWay is off the side of the rim. No good. And knocked out of bounds by Cook Inlet. It'll be a turnover to Sam Point. Into the game for Sam Point's number 45, Alexa Holmberg, will come in for number 10, Brittany Gardner. Cross the timeline, Lila Gunderson. Pass in the lane is knocked loose, and then right back in the hands of Lindsay Holmberg. She'll drive right side. Back out front to Lila Gunderson. Now on to Paige Lundgren. To the corner down low to Alexa Holmberg. Shot up and in for 2 points for Alexa Holmberg. 31-24, 3 minutes left to play in the ballgame. Left side, off to Jenna Nelson. Back to the left side. Out front to Jamie Hyatt. Down to the left corner. Adeline Nelson shot up for three is no good and knocked out of bounds. 2:30 left to play in the fourth, 31-24. And the inside lane is knocked loose, and it will be Paige Lundgren and another Eagle from Cook Inlet fighting over the basketball. And it'll be a baseline possession. On the alternating possession, we'll stay with Sam Point. Down to 2:29. Left side of the wing, Holmberg. Shot on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Faith Carlson. Shot up again, no good. Rebound, Lindsay Holmberg. Back down across the timeline. Into the lane, now left corner. Off to Grace Nelson. Now to Holmberg in the right wing and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by, let's see here, Sam Point. So we'll be cooking the basketball on the baseline. Checking back in is number 10, Brittany Gardner. We're at 2:11 left on the clock. 31-24, Cook Inlet. Up top, they send it to Jenna Nelson. Driving is Sizek. She's tied up. Back to Warren in the right wing. Out front is Nelson from the free throw line. Sean LeWay is up and in for number 15, Adeline Nelson for 2 points. 33-24 down to 1:54. Left side is Gardner. Over to the corner to Holmberg for three. That one in and out, no good. Rebound Warren. Warren, and she's fouled on the drive. Fouls on number 10, Brittany Gardner. That's her second, team's fifth. It'll be an out-of-bounds possession for Cook Inlet with 1:44 left on the clock. Warren across the timeline. Pass is blocked and knocked loose. Warren dives in to take it. Gets over to Sizek. Shot up and in for 2 points for Anna Sizek. 35-24 down to 1:30. Left to play in the ball game. Cook Inlet with the lead. Down low to Holmberg. Shot up is no good from Aunt Alexa. Rebound chased down. Gardner takes it back. Here's Gunderson from the three-point range. No good. Rebound Gardner. And an offensive foul on Sam Point on number 10. Brittany Gardner on the push. That's her third, team six. And in the backcourt, it will be Cook Inlet to inbound down to 1:14. Here's Warren with the basketball. Warren across the timeline down to 1:08. Sizek back out front to Warren. Warren right side. Down low to Nelson. Shot up, no good. Rebound. Pulled down by Sam Point. Now off to Gunderson under a minute. Gunderson across the timeline. Into the left corner. Lining up is Gardner. She's tied up. Bounces it off the foot of Cook Inlet. No save by Sam Point. Shot all the way up the side of the rim is no good. Rebound Nelson. Nelson trapped in the corner. Back up to Sizek, and she's fouled promptly by number 4, Paige Lundgren, and that'll be her fifth, team seventh. And so she will foul out of the game with nothing on the scorecard. She was 0 for 2 from the free throw line in the second quarter. Checking the game is 22, Faith Carlson with 37 seconds left on the clock. To the line now is number 24, Anna Sizek. She is 3 for 4 from the charity stripe. And we're in the 1-1. One is up, off the side of the rim, and no good. Tip back, Cook Inlet takes the steal. Sizek drives up and in for 2 points to make it 37-24 down to 30 seconds. Sam Point back down across the timeline. Left side is Gardner in the wing. Pass on the inside. Driving baseline is Alexa Holmberg. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. It'll be cooking the basketball with 21 seconds left on the clock. Ball quickly tipped by Gardner. Here comes Warren now down across the timeline. Left wing in the corner. Ball tipped and knocked out of bounds by Sam Point. We'll stay with Cook Inlet with 14 seconds left here in the ball game. Set the inbound is Nelson from the sidelines. Up top quickly. Here's Nelson for 2. Shot up no good. Rebound Sam Point. Here's Gunderson now down 10 seconds. Pass over to Gardner across the timeline. Gardner drives in. Down low to the corner. Spins from 12. Shot off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound Carlson, and that will end the ball game. Your final score is Cook Inlet Academy with 37 and Sam Point with 24. All right, so let's wrap this game up for you here as we'll quickly add up the points. And all right, for Sam Point, it's going to be 3-6. 13 points in the game today for Brittany Gardner, 7 points for Faith Carlson, 1 for Lindsay Holmberg, and 2 for Alexa Holmberg, giving their 24. For the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles, 3 points for Andrew Henderson, 2 for Sophia Nelson, 6 points for Josie. 2 points for Adeline Nelson, and 11 points for Anna Sizek, and 11 points for Adara Warren to give them their 37. So a 37-24 win for Cook Inlet Academy, and Sam Point falls here today on their first game of this road trip. The boys are coming up next, and we wish them good luck here tonight against Cook Inlet Academy, and for the rest of their time here on the Kenai Peninsula, wish them safe travels and good games over the next few days. My pleasure to call your game here tonight from Cook Inlet Academy. Again, your final score 37-24 in favor of Cook Inlet. My name is Matt Wilson. I'll send it back to the studios at KSDP Austin. Have a great night and be safe, everybody.